Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness broadcast. You're going to be hearing now for a few days what I think is one of the best teachings I ever heard in my life. It came from the life experience of my daughter, Shelley Brim. At that time she was Oaks, now she's Shelley Brim Baggett. But it's when the bottom fell out of their world and what God told her to do was to get drunk. It's called Eat, Drink, and Be Merry.
You know, I was waiting upon the Lord this afternoon, and I said, Lord, what kind of service are we going to have tonight? You know, you can ask him things like that. And he said this, we're going to have Holy Ghost tonight, Holy Ghost tonight, here in OFCF. We're going to have Holy Ghost tonight, Holy Ghost tonight, here at OSCF. Now I'll tell you the rest of what he said. Hallelujah, we have an Holy Ghost. We already have. Woo! We worship you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Well, you may be seated. It was so interesting of the Lord. He's interesting. He's the master conductor anyway. If you'll let him. He's polite about it. He won't barge in. But if you'll let him, my, how he conducts. I was in my room and did you notice the Spirit of the Lord tonight? It said several things through song and through prophecy. It talked about light and then the words or the thought, allow the Holy Spirit to write songs in your heart. You know that's part of the message tonight? And then communion on Mount Zion. So we're going to go for God. We're going to go for Him. We're going to set the sail of our heart and allow the Holy Spirit to blow and to carry our heart. And we're just going to go. We're just going to go for Him. Hallelujah. I don't know how it'll all end. He just gives me a starting place. And we go from there. I like surprises, don't you? But it's going to be Holy Ghost tonight. The Bible says, least any root of bitterness, pluck it out before it becomes a bush. See, the highway to Zion is in your heart. And in your inner man, some of y'all have jungles in there. That's what the Lord told me. You know how He said it? He's real dramatic, the Lord is. He said, it's a jungle out there. I felt like I was going to Africa. Actually, He was preparing me in my apartment for travel with Mother to these women's meetings. And I don't know, my flesh didn't want to go. I was one of those that went to Raymond, got out and did not want to preach because I was shy. And besides that, I couldn't think of any good sermons. And besides that, Mother could do enough preaching for the whole Brim family. And I would just be behind her in prayer. That'd be my part. But the Lord had a higher thought than that. And one night when I was lying on a hospital bed after giving birth to our second child, and I was dying of three strands of hospital staff, and I said, Lord, I've graduated from Rhema. I know that I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I've applied my faith to have that you'd deliver my son without pain, and that was the truth. And I said, now look at me. This isn't giving you glory. I'm dying. And you know, the Lord, He is God. And he wasn't going to give me any answers until I asked him about it. He was waiting on me to ask him. I said, "Lord, where did I miss it?" And he said these words, "You haven't given me your whole heart. You reserve a part for you." If I ask you to go and speak at a little women's convention, and if you don't want to, and if it doesn't fit into your plan, then you politely say, "No." And the Lord says, "I want you willing to go." He may not call you to Africa, but He wants you willing to go there. Just pliable in His hand. "Not my will, but thine." And so when I was praying about these women's meetings this summer, went to 6 of them, He said, "I want you to minister to their hearts, because it's a jungle out there. They have grown bushes of bitterness." So we minister to the heart. He said, those true worshipers must worship me in spirit and in truth. And you can go through all the motions sometimes, but your heart be far from God. So on that hospital bed, I got willing in seconds. And I said, "All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever learn to trust Him. In His presence daily I surrender all." And I gave Him my whole heart. "All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all." And the Lord wants me to share a little thing, an introduction, before we get started. The Bible says to let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify God. Arise and shine, for thy life has come, and the glory, the presence of God is risen upon you. I am the oldest of 4 children. There are 2 girls and 2 boys. The baby of the family is 22, senior in college, not married. He thinks he's cute. He likes the girls. They like him. That kind of guy. Mother said to him, he's born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, but he's not quite 100% committed to the Lord. He will be, though. Hallelujah. God has His bloodhounds. One of them happens to be His own mother. I'm not just saying he's a bad boy. I'm just saying that there's some weight that's holding, you know. Well, he likes to bring over the boys and watch the Super Bowl game, and that's fine. But his friend did not know Jesus. His friend is also a college student, goes to the University of Oklahoma. And here they're watching the Super Bowl game. And here comes the Oaks family after church to join them in the den. And Kylie, we're talking, now I'm tying this into the higher thoughts of God, His higher ways, and letting your light shine. And Kylie tugged on my dress and pulled me over to the corner of the room, and she said, "Mother, the Lord has a song for Chip's friend." Great. That's just great. Hallelujah. "Well, honey, you go ahead and sing it, but we better wait till a commercial." A beer commercial came, and she started saying, "I bind that spirit of beer drinking in the name of Jesus." Jay, woo, do business with God, you know. Jay, the college friend of Uncle Chip, his eyes bugged out. "What? This is wild." Little four-year-old binding the spirit of beer drinking, you know. "Drink a Coke! Drink a Coke! Drink a Coke!" His ways are higher than ours. So I turned down the volume of the commercial. I said, "Jay, the Lord is telling Kylie that He has a song for you. Go ahead, Kylie, sing it." That's what I told her then, what you sing. Boy, that's faith, isn't it? She said, "Well, Mother, you're supposed to sing too." Great. She had more boldness than I did. I knew Jay. She didn't know Jay. I knew that he liked to drink beer. I knew that he was a partier. All that Kylie knew was that the Lord had a song for him. His ways are higher than ours. I said, "Kylie, what song is it?" "We're going to sing it right now. We're going to sing a song that the Lord had for Jay." "Kylie, what song is it?" She said, "Well, it's the one we wrote." She thinks we wrote it. It's only because, well, we didn't write it. It's only because we sing it a lot. And this is a song that we sang to Jay. And I'll tell you the position that she was in. Play like my husband's Jay. We're talking the highways of God and the higher thoughts. And we're talking about being made a fool for Christ's sake. And letting your light shine before men. And giving them your whole heart. And not care about men's opinions. What does that have to do with it? That's nothing but selfishness. Here's Jay. Here's Kylie. And as she sings it, she's pointing her finger at Jay. Here's Mother in all of her boldness back in the corner. Couldn't it have been a song that I didn't know, Lord? Oh, it's humble like that. Can you see her? Well, let's just stand right up here. We're talking about the highways of God. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord.
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 And He.
This is Billy Brim. The teaching you heard today is some of the best for the crises of life. We'll be glad to send you this CD set, $10. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And order Eat, Drink, and Be Merry.